Welcome everyone, welcome back. So I hadn't done a video in quite some time and I decided that I was gonna wait before I did something on Donald Trump. Sorry about the way I'm dressed. I about to go out and get on the tractor and maybe cut the back part of the property. However, I digress. How in the hell was a building 400 feet away from Donald Trump, who was on the stage at that rally in Pennsylvania, not covered? Now, the Secret Service, retired Secret Service, and Fox News, and that propaganda arm of the left, or the center, or whatever you want to call it. You know where I have to go to get accurate news? Sky News, Australia. I have to go there to get the accurate news. So tell me this. Why in the hell was that building not covered? Why didn't it have a sniper team on it? And another thing, why did Secretary Mayorkas deny additional security for Donald Trump? Why did Joe Biden sign off on it? Oh, well, we want to say that our prayers go out with the family of the Donald Trump, and I talked to him. I wouldn't have even taken his fucking call, okay? Period. Yeah, okay, Donald Trump praised to Jesus, not Satan there, Biden, and you probably didn't remember the phone call 10 minutes after it happened. The bottom line is this, stow it for God's sakes. You deny him, just like RFK, you're denying him Secret Service protection. Why? We give billions to Ukraine and that fucking nonsense. But yet you're going to deny Secret Service to presidential candidates or extra Secret Service? With that said, why? We need answers. FBI has exclusive jurisdiction over this. Where are the answers? Why? Is it just gross incompetence or is it an inside job? Which? I never want to say 100% of anything because we know from the last 5 years that 90% of the conspiracy theories, and that term was coined by the CIA, by the way, back in the 60s after the, assassination of JFK. Yeah. So that anybody that starts coming up with these theories, and look, there's all kinds of hunches and theories when you're investigating something. You just follow the facts. That's all. But everything's 90% of those conspiracy theories turned out to be true. You know, kind of like, you know, Ashley Biden's diary where the girl's spending a year in prison right now for it. And I'm not going to get off in the weeds in that. But the bottom line is this. Why was that building not covered? Are you kidding me? You're telling me. And why did you have a 5'3" midget or a couple of them? It looked like damn Snow White and the dwarfs there trying to cover him. He's 6'2", for God's sakes. Get the women off of his detail. And I know some of you are not going to like that, but that's the bottom line. And it's a fact. Some women can't do what men can do. Sorry. Just, you know, normally speaking, they can't. And if you don't believe that, the females, unless you're in a hyena clan where they're larger than the males, but the point being is this, 99% of the time, even in nature, who's the protector? The males. And again, I digress from that. But the point being is this. Why in the hell was that building not covered? He got shot in the ear just a centimeter over, and we're talking, you know, our dead president. And I'm going to tell you that the left is just fortunate that that didn't happen. And the left keeps on with this rhetoric, this constant rhetoric. First you try to bankrupt him. First you impeach him twice for this shit you were doing. The Russiagate and the Russia hoax. The only body colluded with Russia was Hillary Clinton. You impeached him for the shit you were doing. And then, when that didn't work, and he just got more popular, He decides to run for president. So what do? You prosecute him on bullshit classified documents case that arguably Jack Smith doesn't even have the authority to prosecute on. Now you do that, right? And then he gets more popular. Even though he was the president of the United States and has every right to declassify whatever the hell he wants to declassify, Joe Biden didn't as a senator, but you didn't do anything with him because he's just a frail old man, you know? And then you try to hide everything. The Democrats are the hider-in-chiefs. And if I seem a little upset, I am a little upset. I'm sick of the fucking lies from the mainstream media and the propaganda. But let me get back on message here. Then you try to prosecute him and indict him three times. 34 counts of bullshit that's going to end up being overturned because of his presidential immunity. So good job there, Judge McCarn, whatever that fucker's name is, ever how you pronounce it. The bottom line is this. Then, when that don't work and it starts all crumbling, all of your cases start crumbling, well, then you try to discredit him. Oh, he paid a porn star, you know. Yeah. Joe Biden showered with his daughter, according to her diary. So if that had been Donald Trump, it had been all over the news. Then you try to discredit him. And when none of this works, none of it works, then you try to kill him. But here's the thing. Do I think that the CIA or one of the three-letter agencies are involved? I don't know. I'm not going to say yes or no. I don't know. But I will say this, you amped up the fucking rhetoric so much about him being a dictator and won't leave office and all the lies. Everything you've said about him is a damn lie. You amped it up. The media is responsible for it. The mainstream media is responsible for it. Some people at Fox are responsible for it. The fact of the matter is you amped up that rhetoric to such a degree that the fucking crazies come out. What did you think was going to happen? You know what you did? You hollered fire in a crowded theater. That's what you did. And so when you start telling everybody that he's not going to leave office, he's a dictator, it's going to be, he's detrimental to democracy, which we're a constitutional republic. I don't know if you know that or not, you dumbasses. But the fact of the matter is this. You amp it up so much and you lie so much. The Russian dossier, he's done this. We've impeached him. And Nancy Pelosi and Maxine Waters calling any means necessary. Go out, find these people and do all that. All this rhetoric for years. Did you not think some crazy ass person was eventually going to go, hell, well, I just got to kill this guy. There are crazies out there. And you know where they reside right now? In the Democratic Party. Democrats, you don't have a party anymore. If there's any conservative Democrats, you don't have a party. It's been hijacked by the left. Now the big question are there going to be copycats? Who knows? Who knows? I hope not. But the Secret Service needs to be investigated and figure out why. I wouldn't want this to happen to anybody. The bottom line is the Secret Service needs to figure out how the fuck this happened. And I can tell you it's either incompetence, gross incompetence. My question is, why did the sniper not take his ass out before he shot? And there was reports, and I don't know if this is true or not, that there was a cop climbed the ladder. Guy pointed the gun back at him, and as typical in our woke society, the cop went back down the ladder. That's not how I would have handled that. I can assure you. But folks, we don't need to amp down the rhetoric. Fuck them. We want fucking answers. We don't get out in the streets and burn cities down. But by God, this time we want some fucking answers. I mean, you got the patients running the asylum here. I mean, just look at what Biden has put his department heads, and I'll leave it at that. The fucking mentally ill is heading up his administration. And that, with that, I'm going to close out. And I hope everybody has a blessed day, and God bless everybody. And we pray for the families, especially the families of the people, the guy that lost his life that actually got murdered by that moron. And it's just a tragedy. You go to a Trump rally, and that's the last day on earth you have. And with that, I'll talk to you guys later.